Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Joy of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go with me straight over to Proverbs, please. The book of Proverbs. You guys listen so well, I could just go on. I think you believe that, don't you? Well, let me ask you what's better. Well, if I showed up tonight in about 3 minutes, I said, that's it. I got nothing. Go away. I'm done. Which you like better? Proverbs 29. Heard somebody say, preach on. Preach on, brother. Preach on. Thank you. I believe I will. Proverbs 29 and 2. Look at another aspect of the joy of the Lord being our strength. He said, when the righteous are in authority, the people do what?
Rejoice.
The people rejoice. But when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. Let me read some other translations. The New Living says, when the godly are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked are in power, they do what? They groan. I was reminded when I saw this of what happened with the Hebrew children in Egyptian bondage. It said they groaned, and the Lord heard their groanings. Why? Because they were being ruled over by oppressors. They were in bondage, and in their bondage they groaned. Why? You're not in victory. You are in oppression. And there is this feeling of hopelessness and helplessness. You're being controlled by somebody else. Your life is being controlled by somebody else. And so you groan. Oh, but when the righteous are in authority, there's what? There's rejoicing. There's rejoicing. Hallelujah. Well, are you the righteous?
Yes.
Or are you the wicked?
Righteous.
You hear sometimes people say, well, you know, honey, I ain't no saint. Well, then you're an ain't. There's only two categories. And I know people say, well, I ain't no angel. Of course not. That'd be a demotion. That's a different class of being. Angels are not even earthlings. They're extraterrestrials. I said, wow, yeah, they ain't from here. And they are not the sons of God, they are servants. And they are sent to minister for those who shall be heirs of salvation, which is you, us. You're not going to turn into an angel. It'd be like turning into a giraffe. I mean, you're a human being. You're not an angel. And you don't want to be an angel. The angels looked at us and said, what are they? What is man that you have paid them so much attention, that you have done all this for them? What in the world is a man? Who's a man? Us.
Amen.
And we got a song nobody else can sing. We got a name nobody else. It is the redeemed. The redeemed. And we are in a special category of God forever. We're sons of God. Hallelujah. Destined to rule and reign over all creation, including the angels. Rule and reign with Him. And have authority over all His creation. Is that what the Word teaches?
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
When the righteous are in authority, we're not the wicked. We've been made righteous. Saint would have to do with the Holy One. And you don't become a saint because you work and achieve a level of holiness. We could not attain this righteousness and holiness through our own deeds and works. The only way we could get it is for Jesus to give us His righteousness and holiness. He has done this. And all who have received it are saints. You have been made righteous, not earned, given and received. Amen. We are the right. Come on, somebody say it out loud. We are.
We are.
I am
the righteous.
Now, how'd you get that way? Help me out. How'd you get that way? You didn't earn it. You didn't deserve it. It was given to you from Jesus. And you have received it by faith in Him. But you are the righteous. And when the righteous are in authority, what's one of the indications? The people rejoice. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say, the people rejoice.
The people rejoice.
Go with me to the Luke's gospel account, chapter 9. Luke 9. When the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. One of the biggest lies propagated throughout the earth is, and it's really twofold, but is that everything that happens is God. Everything that happens is God. And that God is in complete control of everything and everybody and not us. We don't have any control. Only God has control. And that everything that happens is God. Whether we understand it or not, like it or not, whether it looks good or looks terrible, it's all God's mysterious plan. This is not true. And sadly, much of the church believes this. People that love God, they're genuinely born again. But this is not true. This is not what the Bible says. This is not what is revealed. How many have been reading your chapters with us? The book of Job. Now, if you hadn't been reading your chapter with us, you want to come on in. Everybody at Faith Life Church reads their chapter every day, Monday through Friday. This is widely known. If it's news to you, come on in. Come on in. Quit messing around. Come on in. Now, if you think, well, I don't understand all this in Job. Man, this is rough. No. It's the Word of God. And it's a good book to learn some valuable principles. For one thing, you'll see in a few chapters that Job and his three friends have to repent for some of the stuff they're saying right now in the chapters you're reading. So it was true that they said it, but what they said wasn't true about God. One of the things that you keep hearing Job say now in these chapters is that God's not fair. God's not fair. Well, that's not true. I said, that's not true. He is fair. He is good. And one of the things that you see, what was it, yesterday's chapter or whenever, he said, if God doesn't do all these things, then who does it? They are completely oblivious to the existence of the devil.
Amen.
This is an old, old book. This predates a lot of the other books. They're completely oblivious to what we know happened recorded in chapter 1 and 2. They got no clue about this. But what you see is that people trying to attribute everything to God. Do you know Christians that do?
Yeah.
I don't care what it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, if it's a hurricane, if it's a tornado, you know, I had somebody that I thought knew better just a few days ago tell me, yeah, when the Lord sent that tornado through, you know, I think He knew what He was doing. I just, I didn't let them see, but I about fell off my chair. I thought, what in the world are you talking about? You should know. No, God is not the destroyer.
Amen.
Jesus said, how many believe what Jesus said?
Yeah.
Jesus said, it's the thief who comes and steals and kills and destroys. He said, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. That's what I believe.
Amen.
How about you?
Amen.
If it's stealing, if it's killing, if it's destroying, it's not God. It's the enemy.
That's right.
Well, what about the passages that said that God did it, like Old Testament passages? He passed judgment that allowed the enemy access to destroy, and it did not please him, and it was not his will. And if you don't understand that, don't just fabricate your own verses. Get in the Bible. Look it up. See what it means. God has never changed. He's always been good. And He is good, and He always will be good. All of the pain and the tragedy and the destruction and chaos that's in the planet, that's in the universe, is not God's choice, nor His perfect will, nor does it please Him.
Amen.
The reason it's that way is because man has a free will, and men have chosen to rebel, and the wages of sin is death. That doesn't please God. He's not willing that any, is this true or not?
Yes.
He's not willing that any should perish. So this idea that only God has control, we have no control. And that everything that's happening is God. These things are not true. These statements are not true. They're contrary to all kind of scripture. They actually are doctrines of demons. It came from the devil. People think they're honoring God and they're believing lies. Now this may make more sense to you in just a moment as we go, but those two things are not true. Now if this is new to you, we got a series that the Lord helped us to minister some years ago called You Choose. If you hadn't heard this, let me recommend it to you now. And if you don't think it's right, then be brave and get that series and go with us through all the scriptures. And prove us wrong.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Joy of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.